على لا إلا لي 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 أعرف ما لا لي أصدق بابا صالي.
This music comes from the city of Fez, Morocco, but prior to that, it originally came from southern Spain. After the expulsion of the Muslims and Jews from Spain in medieval times, those people settled in Morocco in several cities like Fez and Tetuan, and in Algeria and Tunisia, and basically brought their music with them. And they have taken root in these various cities, and I made this recording on location in Fez, Morocco, back in 2000. Rabbi Haim Luke, yes, a rabbi, performing with the Andalusian Orchestra of Fez. And that is a good example of Andalusian music, but it's not the only one. Each city seems to have something different to offer, and on this edition of New Sounds, we've moved into our performance studio to welcome, in their American debut, the Orchestra of Tetuan, Morocco. Their director is Mehdi Shashua, and they perform the music of medieval Andalusia, the music of the Muslim and Jewish refugees. We'll have a chance to speak with Mehdi Shashua to find out a little bit more about it, but why don't we begin with some of this music, which is generally performed as a series of suites. They're called naubat, or sometimes nubas, and each naubat has a mode and is built around a set of often quite ancient poems. And the naubat, or suite, that we're going to hear is called istihlal. That's the mode that it's in. And my understanding is what we're about to get is just an excerpt from a much longer piece, but as I say, we'll find out more in a moment. Here is the Orchestra of Tetuan in a live performance in our New Sound studio.
Thank you.
That is a live performance here in our new sound studio by the Orchestra of Tetuan. And they're directed by Mehdi Shashua, who joins us at the microphone. Mehdi, thank you very much for performing for us here tonight. That piece is called Istihlal.
Yes.
And it's part of a much longer... You perform these in suites. They're called nobat. Is that the term?
Yes, there are 11 nobas. Each noba has between 4 and 10 hours.
4 to 10 hours?
Hours, yes, yes.
So this is just a very small portion.
A very small piece, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What was this music used for? Was it for the courts? Was it for dancing? Is it sacred music?
Especially for courts.
For the courts.
Courts, yes, yes.
And this would have been back in Spain, in old Andalusia.
Yes, yes.
So this music now lives in North Africa, especially in Morocco.
Yes.
Is it still popular music there?
Still popular music. And there are many schools in Morocco, the original school, and in Algeria and Tunisia.
Mm-hmm. Because that's where the Moors and the Jews went when
yes.
they were expelled in 1492. What is the language that you're singing? Is it classical Arabic?
Arabic. Except some pieces, we sing a kind of poem with the dialect language.
The dialect from Andalusia or from Morocco?
For both.
Oh.
Both, yes.
So how old are these songs?
The music. About 500 years.
So five or six centuries of music.
Centuries.
Has been kept alive in northern Africa. But in Morocco, people recognize this classical music? Do they recognize the songs when they appear in these suites?
Yes, not as in the past. There are less people who want to listen this kind of music.
We're speaking with Mehdi Shashua, the director of the Orchestra of Tetuan in Morocco, making their American debut in our performance studio on New Sounds. And we'll hear another set of performances from them in just a moment and get a chance to find out a bit more about this music as we continue. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2983. We're in our performance studio with members of the Orchestra of Tetuan, who keep alive the music of medieval Andalusia, the music of the Muslim and Jewish people of Andalusia, of Spain, who were, over the course of a couple of centuries, expelled from the country and settled in northern Africa. And we're speaking with Mehdi Shashua, who is the director of the ensemble. Mehdi, you were telling us before that people still listen to this music in northern Africa, but not as many as in the past. You're all pretty young guys. How did you get involved in this very old kind of classical tradition?
In our houses, with our parents who like it. Mm-hmm. And so it was very important in studying this music.
So did your father play in an orchestra?
No, my grandfather, yes, but my father, no.
Do you have to be part of a family that originally came from Andalusia to play this music?
Yes, especially in cities as Tetuan, Fez, Rabat, okay? There are original Andalusian families who have bring this music with them.
So when they were expelled from Spain, they settled in these cities, formed orchestras, and kept the music alive.
Yes, but this music has only grown in Spain. In Spain and Morocco, in the two countries,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
So there was Andalusian music in Morocco even when
yes.
it was happening
yes,
in Andalusia?
Yes.
The band is the Orchestra of Tetouan from Morocco, making their U.S. debut in a live performance on Thursday, the 24th at 8 p.m. at the Judson Memorial Church on Washington Square South. And performing for us this evening here in our WNYC studio. If you'd like more information on their upcoming concert, you can visit online Mena Music, that's MENAMusic.org, for information on the Orchestra of Tetouan concert on Thursday night. We're speaking with Mehdi Shashua, who is the director of the ensemble. There are six of you here now. How big is the orchestra when you're back home?
25 musicians, yes.
So more strings?
More.
But enough here to get the job done. Let's hear another set of live performances, beginning with three solo improvisations, taksim as they're known. We'll hear a taksim on the kanun, which is the zither, and that is in the mode istihlal, the one that we heard before. And then the next two taksims, one on the oud and one on the violin, will bring us into the next major suite, the nawbat in the mode called Hijaz al-Kabir. Here is the group Orchestra of Tetouan live in our New Sound studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, a live performance by the Orchestra of Tetouan, Morocco, here in our New Sound studio at WNYC, and an excerpt from the suite, or the Nawbat, in Hijaz al-Kabir. And prior to that, a couple of taksims. The taksims are improvised pieces, right, Mehdi?
Yes.
We're speaking with Mehdi Shashua, who is the director of the group and played a taksim on the oud. But first was Hishan Zuberi playing the kanun, playing a taksim on that, and then Mehdi on the oud, and then Brahim Idrisi playing the violin. Brahim is also the lead singer, but I guess everybody sings in the group, right?
Everybody, yes.
And the poems are all classical Arab, mostly classical Arabic poems?
Most.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the band, Khalid Masmoudi playing the viola, Abdel Salam Amrani Bukobza? Did I say that?
Bukhobza.
Bukhobza. Playing the tar, the smaller frame drum, and Mohsin Zuberi playing the darbuka, which is the jar-shaped drum. Those are the members of the Orchestra of Tetouan who are here with us. When you're putting these suites together, the Nawbat, do you get to choose what you play, or is that something that comes to you from the tradition?
We can choose the pieces. There are many pieces where we can choose, considering the public, and the time and the place.
Mm-hmm. How many are there? How many Nubat are?
11.
11?
11.
And as you said before, each of them has between 4 and 10 hours of music. What holds them together? Is it the mode? They're all in the same mode?
There are 24 modes. So we find in one Nuba the modes that are...
related?
Yes.
There's a musical reason why everything is together in one of these suites.
Yes, yes.
Is your family originally from Andalusia?
Yes.
And do you keep a family tree that goes back 500 years? You know who all of your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents are?
No, we know that the same family name lived in Andalusia, and there was a family then the same with the same name living in the northeast of the peninsula.
And then they came to Morocco?
To Morocco.
And you've kept the music in the family all these years?
Yes.
Can you tell where an orchestra is from, what city they're from? Do the orchestras in Rabat sound different from the orchestras in Fez and different from the ones in Tetouan?
Yes, they are different because there are in Morocco many schools. For example, the school of Tetouan came from Granada.
Oh.
Because the Granada people who came to Morocco built the city, okay? So Tetouan is Granada.
So Tetouan was built to remind them of Granada back home in Spain?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Okay, so that explains why this ensemble has such a unique sound. This really is the sound of, it's the sound of Tetouan, it's also the sound of Granada. 500 years ago. Mehdi, it's really been a great pleasure to have you and the orchestra performing for us here in the studio. Thank you so much. Shukran.
Thank you. Shukran jazilan.
I'm afraid I've exhausted my Moroccan just with the thank you there, but let me also thank our engineer, Irene Trudell. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this show, just send an email to newsounds@wnyc.org. Or write to us the old-fashioned way. Our address is WNYC, 160 Varick Street, New York, New York, 10013. Hope you'll be with us again for the next New Sounds.